Good morning. You're listening to KCAW Raven Radio. This is the morning interview, and we've already blown it on the introduction, so we're off to a good start this morning. I'm Tom Hess, Daily Sitka Sentinel sports editor. I am joined this morning by the Mount Edgecombe High School volleyball team. They just finished third at the state championship in Anchorage, and hopefully they're going to start this off better than I did. And I want to start, Rachel, by Rachel Pearson, one of the three joining us today. She is a junior. Rachel, you guys finished third, and I'm curious, not about the state meet, we'll get into that in a second, but tell me about lunch after the state meet when you finished third and you've got that buzz, you've kind of got that taste in your mouth from state. Take me through what was happening, what were you feeling right afterwards?
Oh.
John A., take me through what was happening afterwards as we sort out the mic issue.
I don't know, we were all kind of fine with it.
Were you kind of... kind of excite you for the prospect of next year?
Yeah, we talked about it a lot. We actually didn't talk about it too much, but the people I was sitting by, we talked about it, and we were good. And yeah.
Okay, well, the how you feel questions always tend to be the worst questions on radio. So we'll start a little easier with Haley. Haley Stephson, where did you eat? That's an easy one, right?
Applebee's,
yes. Eating good in the neighborhood. Thank you, Anchorage, for bringing us Applebee's. So I wanted to ask you guys, did a lot of development. There's a lot of growth over the season. What took the longest to figure out? Because you guys, it took a while for this team to gel. Rachel, what took the longest to figure out? What was it that...
It was probably learning to play with each other. It took us a while. Like, we had games where we played really well, and then... we had games where we didn't exactly play very well, but it was probably learning to play with each other on and off the court, like mentally and then in the game.
Is it just a matter of having that kind of sixth sense of knowing where your teammate's going to be and kind of knowing how they like their passes?
Yes.
At what point in the season would you say you got there?
State.
It took till state, like on the way there, or did you at least have it figured out before you got on the plane?
Was maybe after our first game there. That's what I feel like it was.
So, Jeanne, one of the charms of being a Mount Edgecombe student, Mount Edgecombe being a boarding school, kids from all over the state, when you guys go to Anchorage, you have quite the following, yes? Like, there's a number of people that come out of the woodwork for your games.
Yes.
What's that like?
I love it, honestly. I love former Edgecombe students coming to watch us play and cheering us on, because here at our home games, every time we do a cheer, the bench does a cheer, and then the crowd does a cheer. So when we do a cheer, then the bench does a cheer at state, and then we hear people in the crowd doing it. It's just a really good feeling, and it gets me pumped up, honestly, and have more confidence.
So when you guys are at state, Haley Steffs, Rachel Pearson, John A. White of the Mount Edgecombe volleyball team in with me today. Haley, when you're at state, how often would you say an alumni walks up to you and chats with you, even though you've never met them before, and like wants to talk about volleyball and wants to talk about the school? Does this happen?
There was actually two times it happened. Like, they just came up to me and they started talking to me about how good I was doing, and I didn't know who they were.
Jeanne, do you ever get people walking up and talking to you as though you should know who they are and you have no idea who you're talking to?
Yes.
Are they usually confusing you with your sister? Do they just assume you know? What's going on there?
They actually know I'm Jeanne, but they, you know, ask me about my sister, obviously.
Rachel, when you look ahead to next season, I don't know, what do you think about are you thinking about next season already? Is that in your head?
Yeah, I'm thinking about it.
And what are you thinking?
Well, I think we're going to have a pretty solid team next year, because we are losing three seniors this year, but next year it's a lot of juniors on the team, and I feel like it's going to be a good team. I'm excited for it.
I wanted to touch on something that we'd mentioned before we went on air, and before, as we stumbled our way on air, we were chatting about the cheering, and specifically in the last interview I did with the seniors who aren't here and didn't have to sacrifice another morning to this, I had asked Peyton Wise a question about the cheering, but I phrased it strange, and Peyton didn't know what I was talking about, and the audience didn't know what I was talking about, and Peyton did her best to save it, and she did because she's a good talker, she gave me an answer we were able to limp on, but I want to go back to that, because I think it's a funny subject for the audience. There's a lot of cheering centered around volleyball, these short cheers that happen after points, and Peyton really doesn't like cheering, does she, Jeanne? That's not real. I mean, she's not against it, but she sort of brings it. What is it? What's the biggest you've seen Peyton cheer?
Probably during regionals in state.
And is it just the atmosphere finally gets to her, or does it take a special kind of point?
I think the atmosphere really gets to her. It's really intense, I guess, and we all kind of just.
Is it kind of illuminating for you? It's like, wow, Peyton's into this. Like, I guess it must be a big moment.
I don't know. Kind of. And it gets me pumped up, honestly, like knowing that she's ready and the team's ready. So.
And speaking more on that atmosphere, Haley, what's state like? Not necessarily the playing, not necessarily like the court and stuff, but just the... Because you got all these teams, and there's a lot of milling around, and there's kind of these odd moments, and you're playing at weird times of day. Like, sometimes you've got to be playing at 9 in the morning, sometimes you've got to be playing at 6 at night. What's the surrounding atmosphere of state like? Like, what's going on in all this dead time that you have?
We're normally watching the other teams play, and then, like, we're all just kind of scattered and, like, saying hi to friends we have from other places, and a lot of family comes down from everywhere because Anchorage is easier to get to than Sitka. And we're also eating a lot of the time.
Rachel, are you eating out? Or are you is it snacking? What's going on there?
We usually bring our own snacks.
Who's got the best snack game on the team? Who brings it in the snack department?
Well, those different people throughout the season. But I think on state trip it was Rosalyn because she saved me with some Cheez-Its.
Is that the preferred snack of Rachel Pearson is Cheez-Its?
It is.
Jeanne, what is the preferred snack of Jeanne White?
Well, I would say chips because I love chips, but I can't eat chips during volleyball season. So, my coach actually, he has a snack like Triscuits and cream cheese. So I started to get into that during their season.
And Haley?
I really just like the granola bars.
I mean, those aren't the worst snacks you could have. Like, there's not a lot of carrots being represented in this conversation, but you could certainly do worse. You could do chips. So we've talked about next season's volleyball. I want to talk more a little bit about this school year as we wrap up the last minute of this show. Are you guys playing basketball coming up? Are you all playing basketball? Rachel, are you playing basketball? Getting the heads nods out of other people.
I plan to play.
You're playing. What's quickly, Jeanne, biggest change going from volleyball to basketball?
I'm not going to do basketball this year, actually.
But you have in the past.
Yeah, I have in the past. And a lot more running. It's just a lot more intense and, you know.
Rachel?
Yeah, the same thing. A lot of running. And it's not much more of a mental sport than volleyball, so.
Haley, anything else to add?
No, it's pretty much just running.
All right. Well, thank you, guys. Thanks for coming in. The Mount Edgecombe volleyball team, Haley Steffs, Rachel Pearson, Jeanne White. I'm Tom Hess. Thank you guys for listening on KCAW Raven Radio.